Sportscast, April 22nd, 2020. One more day to the NFL draft. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, for the latest. Today's sponsor is InstaBible app. If you haven't yet, please get the InstaBible app on the iOS App Store. Today's co-host for this episode is Justin Riley. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here for day two in a row.
Day two.
Especially when we're dealing with the NFL draft.
What a mock draft we had last night, right?
Man, it was intense. We had a lot of differing opinions for sure. But it was fun. Lasted 2 hours, so we definitely got in a lot of analysis and a lot of opinions. Not all agreed, but hey, that's the whole fun of it.
And it's funny because I think after the 15th pick, it was definitely got random. It could have, like, one player could have gone to the 23rd pick. This same player could have gone on to the 16th pick.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, when you get the situation part of the first round, a lot of things are random. I mean, a lot of things are reaches. And, you know, you can't always go by textbook and what seems logical, what's real, what's right. Sometimes you have to go for the guys who might be considered reaches, and some of them turn out to be stars, some of them don't. But that's just the fun part of it. You know, we get to analyze, we get to guess, and just kind of have a little fun ourselves. And it was kind of entertaining to see what some of the selections were
today. Yes, and the NFL draft is this Thursday, April 23rd. Today's special guest is kicker Nick Mongelli, who played college football at Sunny Cortland and now is a NFL prospect. Nick, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, guys.
So, Nick, can tell us a little bit about yourself and your career?
Well, a little bit about me. I come from a smaller town in Marlboro, New York. I was a four-sport athlete in high school. I played soccer, basketball, baseball, and football. Going into college, I was getting recruited for baseball and football. I ended up going to SUNY Cortland in upstate New York to play baseball and football. I stopped playing baseball after my sophomore year because I had a shoulder injury. I was a left-handed pitcher. I ended up having a shoulder injury, and I thought it was time for me to really focus on one sport and focus on school because it was a little difficult being a dual-sport athlete. And I think for me, that was probably one of the best decisions I made just so I can kind of focus in and put all my effort into one sport and my schoolwork at the same time. I was a three-time all-conference guy. In the Empire A Conference in college, I was a all-conference punter my sophomore year. I was the special teams player of the year my junior year, and then this past season, I was a all-conference kicker as well. So that's just a little bit to get to know me. So yeah.
So Nick, this week is the NFL draft. What are your projections for this week? What is the outcome you want to be by this Saturday?
You know, I just want an opportunity to play, whether it's getting picked up in the late round, signed after the draft. I just want an opportunity to play and prove to people that coming from a small school, I still have the ability to play at the professional level, which I think I do. I think I've prepared myself very well over the past years in preparation for this. And I'm pretty confident in my ability. And I'm, like I said, I'm just looking for the opportunity from any team just to help them succeed as a team as a whole.
Also, Nick, you mentioned, you know, you're a four-sport star in high school, and it was pretty amazing as I was looking through everything. You won state titles in every sport. How often does that happen? And you were all-state in I think, basically every sport as well. That's just pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun in high school. My senior class, we were a very cool group. And we played all the sports together, really. My senior year, I didn't play soccer. I just focused on football during the fall. But, yeah, I was a three-time All-State kicker sophomore to senior year. I played varsity basketball junior, senior year. I was an all-state basketball player, and we actually came up – we fell short in the state final up in Glens Falls that year. And then we had we ended up winning our boys – our baseball team and our softball team. We both won the state championship that spring. I was the state player of the year, and I was also a All-American pitcher. I was actually the only All-American that year to come from New York State.
Wow.
So it was a really fun high school career I had. I got to play a bunch of different sports, and it was a lot of fun because I got to do it with my best friends since we were little. So it was really cool to experience that with those guys as well.
How was the recruiting process? I mean, were you recruited for multiple sports for college, or how was that whole process?
Yeah, I was getting recruited for baseball and football, and I ended up I had a few Division I visits for football and baseball, but I felt that Cortland was the best fit for me based on what I wanted my major to be. It's a great school for sport management major, as well as athletics. It is a D3 school, but it brings that Division I atmosphere as well, because they really emphasize their sports at SUNY Cortland. So I decided to go there and be a dual sport guy there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I was just about to bring up the fact, you know, that is definitely a sports school because SUNY Cortland's won national titles in multiple sports. You know, lacrosse, women's, men and women's lacrosse, men and women's cross country, field hockey, and not a bad football school either. So it's like you transitioned from a great high school that was sports center to a great college that was definitely sports centered. And but I guess what really sold SUNY Cortland, you know, where it said, you know, hey, this is home, you know, what was that point?
What really sold it for me was kind of on my visit, it was more of the energy that the coaches brought and how they kind of described their culture in the football program. They don't like me guys there, they like guys that put the team first, and I love that. And I think my 4 years there, we really stuck to that. Everyone was on the same heartbeat at all times, and that's thanks to all of our coaches as well, because they do a great job at making sure that we're going to class, getting to practice and lifts on time, making sure our homework's done, and really staying on top of us so we're all kind of moving to the same heartbeat, like I said. And
Right. Overall,
that helped us be successful. We were a very successful team in the conference all 4 years I was there. We
ended
up falling short a few times in the conference final, but that's really what sold it for me was like the culture they brought and how much of a family the football team was, more than just playing football together. Off the field, we were just as much family as we were on the field. So I thought that was the part that really sold SUNY Cortland for me.
That's huge, and I think that you bring up a very, very good point. You know, conference championships, titles, you know, all these accolades are great and everything, but, you know, when you have that family atmosphere, that's really the biggest thing, I guess, to me, because, you know, I play football, and having that family, that band of brothers, and then having those coaches that were basically fathers to us, they weren't coaches, they were family as well. That's just huge, and I feel like that really makes an organization great. And you know, speaking of your coaches, you got a chance to play for a great one, you know, Dan McNeil, who just retired after 23 seasons. How was that, and what's one of the things that you learned from him that you feel that you're going to take with you to the league?
Playing for Coach Mac was a great opportunity for me. I got to learn from a guy who knows professional coaches. He coached at the highest level of college football as well. He was at Villanova for a while. And the one thing that really stuck with me from him, I mean, he used to tell a lot of stories. And when I was young and I was in college, it really didn't make sense to me. And as I got older, I started to make sense of them. And the one that really stuck me, and I like to say is probably the best part about me as an athlete and a person, is pressure builds diamonds. So he likes to throw you into the fire. You know, he doesn't want you to be afraid. He never wanted you to be afraid of the pressure spot. He wanted you to be excited for it, because when your team needs you in a pressure spot, obviously you want to come through and put your team in the best possible position to be successful. So I took that very personally when he used to say that, because especially being a kicker, there's a lot of pressure spots, whether you've got to punt, tie the game with a field goal, hit a game-winning field goal. And my team put a lot of confidence in me, so I made sure that I was always ready day in, day out, practice, game, meeting room, anything like that, just so I could help the team be as successful as possible.
Nick, what position are you really aiming for if you do go to the NFL to be a kicker or to be a punter?
I would like to say I'm a place kicker first. I feel like that's where I really excel in the kicking game. So I feel like that I would be able to serve as a starting kicker for an organization and also be able to be there in case of an emergency for a punter as well. So I would definitely say place kicking is where I excel the most for sure, and then punting comes after that.
What would you consider your biggest accomplishment in your sports career so far?
My biggest accomplishment in my sport. My biggest accomplishment in my sports career, honestly, was probably winning Player of the Year my junior year of Prince. I was Special Teams Player of the Year. Honestly, I really wouldn't have been able to do it without my team, without my teammates being successful as well, because I led the team in points. I was second in the conference in points that year. And without them scoring touchdowns or putting me in position to score points for our team to help us be successful, I wouldn't have been able to get the accolades. And to be honest with you, the accolades really I don't really look for them in the beginning of the season. I just kind of go about my business just so I can help the team. And if the accolades come, then they come. I ended up having a decent amount of them. But like I said, I wouldn't be able to have all the accolades I did without my teammates being successful and helping me and putting me in the best position possible.
And you definitely have some great teammates, especially on the field. I mean, 15 of your boys made All Empire 8. That's pretty incredible. And not to put you on the spot, because I know your boys are probably listening, but if you could take one of your teammates with you to the NFL, who would it be and why?
If I could take one of my teammates, listen, they're all great. But if I were to take one of my teammates, it probably would have been our running back, Zach Capote. He's one of my, I live with him up at school. I will live with him. I'm done now, but he really pushes. He was our team, one of our team captains. He pushes every guy in that football team. He holds everyone to the same accountability. And, I also weight train with him as well. He's big into the fitness world, and he pushes me in the weight room just as hard as he pushes me on the field, and, he gave it his all game in and game out, whether we were up by a lot, losing, maybe didn't have a chance to win the game. He never gave up on what was going on the field. And he liked to really keep everyone upbeat throughout a whole game and during the practice week. So he would definitely be picked to come with me.
Nick, how has this offseason been so far for you? Were you able to get an agent? What is like this whole process been leading up to this week?
Yeah, I got invited to a bowl game. I went and played in the HBCU Spirit of America Bowl down in Salem, Virginia. That was a great time because I got to meet so many different players from all over the country, of all levels, D1 to D3, even JUCO players. And it was really cool just to kind of see how their culture for their team was. And we can kind of have conversation and kind of tell stories about how our culture was at our schools. Signing with an agent. I do have an agent. His name is Arthur Weiss, and he's a great guy. He's been putting in a lot of work, and me and him have been in contact. So that's how it's been going for me. Since this virus has been going on, I've been training in my basement. I have some weights in my basement, so I'm able to keep training despite this virus going on and closing all the gyms while I'm home from school. So it's been going pretty good, and I've actually had a lot of fun with it, doing interviews. I think they've all been so much fun. It's so cool to meet new people along this journey. And I'm really blessed that I had the opportunity to go through the pre-draft process and have a chance to be able to further my career to the professional level.
Yeah, speaking of the whole, COVID-19 situation, it's limited a lot of players that, normally would get exposure with the NFL scouts through through pro days, which, as we know, were canceled. But a lot of them, like Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Tua Tagovailoa, et cetera, taken to social media to have, unofficial pro days or just to have videos out there to showcase their abilities. Are you doing anything like that right now, or what has been your process as far as getting more exposure for yourself?
Like I said, I've been doing a bunch of interviews with some different people. And I post as many kicking videos, punting videos possible on all social media platforms right now. I have actually did my own virtual pro day, my own unofficial one. I have someone working on my video right now. That should be posted tomorrow, actually. It should be done by tomorrow, midday. So I'm going to get that out tomorrow, just up on all my social media platforms. It's going to be up on YouTube as well. So I have been keeping up with that also.
Awesome. Give me a shout tomorrow when you post it, man, so I make sure that we get retweeted or shared on our platforms. We'd love to do that.
For sure.
Nick,
for sure. Thank you.
Obviously, you know, with the draft, everyone talks about quarterbacks, wide receivers, and also some defensive ends, you know. But for a kicker, what is the expectations? Like, usually kickers don't get picked usually for the draft, or do they usually wait till like the free agency? I mean, what is like the whole environment with a kicker?
So, I mean, for kickers, yeah, they very rarely get drafted. And if they do, it's on the last day, usually in the later rounds, or it's the after draft signings. So that's kind of how it goes for me. I've been asked by other people during interviews if I think maybe I'm at a disadvantage coming from a small school. And I really don't think so, because at the end of the day, a 40-yard field goal is a 40-yard field goal, you know? Mm-hmm. You're either going to make it or you're going to miss it. So I feel like the kicker position is really one can you can kind of do away with, oh, he went to a D3 school or he went to a D1 school in that aspect, because the 40-yard field goal at a D1 level is the same as a D3 level, you know? It's the same size upright, same college hashes, using the same football, you know? So I feel like being a kicker is where you kind of really have a fair shot against the rest of the kickers across the country.
I think it definitely gives you more of an advantage coming from a D3 school or a smaller school, like you said, because I just think that guys like you who are from the schools who aren't, you know, on TV as much, I think you have more of a drive, more of a focus, more of a hunger than, say, some of these bigger name athletes. And I think that the chances of you guys making an impact in the league are far greater. That's just my takeaway. What do you think?
I definitely think that coming from a small school, it kind of gives you that extra drive to prove yourself, that you belong at the next level coming from a smaller school. Especially because we're not on TV ever. I mean, except for this past season, we got to play our big rivalry game at MetLife Stadium. We played against Ithaca. We played our big Cortica game there, and it was so much fun. I think we had around 50,000 fans, and it was so cool. But that was really the only game that was really televised. So I think coming from a small school, it definitely instills that extra effort, that extra passion for what you're doing. And kind of you really have to embrace the grind a little bit more than everybody else, because you have something to prove coming from a small school, because you don't get as much exposure throughout the season.
Nick, if you could compare yourself to a pro athlete, who would that be and why?
Honestly, I would compare myself to Pat McAfee.
There you go. Who isn't?
And I follow all of his social media pages, and I love all of his content. The reason I'd like to compare myself to him is because he was very serious about what he did and going about his business, and he really loved the game, and he puts a lot of hard work in. But at the same time, he likes to have fun with it, and that's what I like to do. Because I feel like if you're not having fun with what you're doing, then really why are you doing it in the first place, you know?
Absolutely.
So I like to compare myself to him because, one, his work ethic is incredible, and he likes to enjoy playing the game and have fun, and he shows emotion a little bit. Not to a certain extent where coaches wouldn't want it, but just enough to where it gets your teammates hyped up, like for a special teams play. Like, he brought the fun to special teams, I'd say, honestly. And I was always excited to watch him when he was playing, to see when he hit a great punt, he pins a team inside the 10, and what celebration he's going to do next, whether he's going to hit the golf swing or the bow and arrow or something like that. And the rest of his teammates used to feed off of that as they would go on the field to play defense. So I like to compare myself to him for sure.
Man, you chose a great guy to pattern your game after. I love him because, like you said, you know, he's got that fire, he's got that intensity, he's got passion, but he can also have a lot of fun, and it's very contagious. It's very infectious, and you definitely need that, especially in high pressure situations. And I think that definitely makes a big difference in how in outcomes. We know who you kind of pattern yourself after. Do you have a favorite NFL team, or is there a team you really feel like you would fit in the best with?
My favorite team is the Jets, the New York Jets. I grew up a Jets fan. I think that was just me at a young age. My uncle actually is a Jets fan. So I think at a young age, he was just kind of just putting it in my head, like, you're a Jets fan, you're a Jets fan. So I always grew up a Jets fan. I like the New York Jets, and it was really cool to get to play in their stadium too, being that they are my favorite team. That was even cooler that we got to play there this past season. I'm a Jets fan, and I haven't really thought about a team that I would fit in the best with, because realistically, I'm just looking for opportunity with any team, and any team that wants to take the chance to assign, let me come on to their team and help them be successful in any way possible, because I'm open to anything. Like I said, I mean, I think being a multi-sport athlete my whole life really helps me be more versatile for a team in the special teams game, to be honest with you. So,
Nick, if you had to choose between these two kickers, Adam Vinatieri or Tucker from the Ravens, who would you choose?
I'm a huge Justin Tucker fan. I've always been a Justin Tucker fan, so I'm going to go with him. I love Justin Tucker. I think he's great on and off the field.
Good answer.
I actually saw a video a while ago on YouTube. He goes down in the city and trains at the local field, and he will tweet out that he's going to train so kids can go meet him, hang out with him while he's training. And I think that's so cool to get the surrounding city involved with what you're doing, because it brings more attention to the team, but it also shows that you care about the community that surrounds you as well. So I would definitely pick him.
Man, awesome choice, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a Ravens guy. All those things that you just named about him. no bias here, not at all. But you just named some very big things, man, and that's one of the reasons I love him too, just because of who he is outside of the field and his desire to give back and just to involve folks. Kind of in the same token, let's talk about leadership. How important is leadership to you, and how did you serve as a leader with Cortland?
I think leadership is big. Like I said, Zach Tripodi, he was our running back and captain, but our other captains as well. They really did a great job at making sure the team was focused at all times. They didn't really get on us in a negative way. Everything was always positive, and I think that's very big, because when a player makes a mistake in a game, you don't want them to harp on the mistake they made, because there's always going to be another rep coming, mm-hmm. and you have to be ready for it. So I feel like having good leadership on a team is very important in that aspect, to keep your players upbeat throughout the course of a football game. And for me, I mean, being a kicker, it's hard to kind of establish yourself as a leader. I did what I could when I could. If I saw a teammate that maybe was a little bit down on themselves in a game, I would go talk to him, like, listen, talk to me, tell me what's going on. We'll get through this, because you got to get out there and you got to perform for us. And at the end of the day, it's about the team as a whole. It's not about one individual. So I would like to say that I was kind of like the captain of the special teams unit. I would break us down in the huddle before we jog out for kickoff or punt or field goal. I definitely did what I could in that aspect.
Nick, if an NFL scout was listening to this podcast, what would you like to tell
them? I just have a great work ethic. I feel like I've been, as a little kid, it was instilled in me by my dad. He pushed me and my little brother to be the best that we can be. And when we ever thought that we were the best that we can be, there was always another level that could have been reached. And I'm always reaching for that next level. And like I said, I love the pressure spots. I'm not afraid of them. Like in college, if there was a pressure kick coming up and my teammates knew it, they'd come over to me, "You ready?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, of course I'm ready. I'm made for this. I love it. I love this pressure. And I love being put out there in all the pressure spots, whether we're down 3, tie game, time expiring, field goal. I love all of it. I really don't get nervous at all. I actually feed off of the opposing team's fans and the opposing team yelling at me. I love it. So I feel like that is what I would bring to an organization, is my work ethic is really just continuing to grow. I'm never content with where I'm at. I always want to get better. and continue to get better. And I really just want to keep reaching until I'm one of the, until I'm one of the best. So that's what I would definitely say that I bring to the table.
Man, I couldn't have gotten a better answer, to be honest with you. You know, I really hope that you can bring those talents to the Ravens, just saying, as you know, my boy Tucker ain't going to be there forever, and we need someone to continue that. So, you know, if you get a call, just saying, you know, be open. I know you're a Jets guy, but.
But cool. Nick, I mean, can you indicate any team out there that shows interest? I mean, can you disclose that, or you can't really talk about it?
I really can't talk about it, just for the sake of being in contact with teams. I really wouldn't like to, if that's all right with you guys.
No, it's okay. No, yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Totally. Yeah, it's NDAs. I know the all that how that feels. So
yeah. So
no, we totally get it, man. So exciting to see you. You know, as far as the process and. You know, how you feel about all this? You know, you're this close to having your dreams come true. You know, just what kind of state of mind do you have right now?
Right now, I'm really not trying to get really ahead of myself. I'm trying to stay level-headed. I'm not trying to be over. No, I'm not trying to get overwhelmed with everything. You know, I'm just trying to stay calm, cool, and collected. That's how I always like to be, because. Then again, if I do get a little bit ahead of myself and it doesn't happen, I don't want to be let down, you know? So in this case, just staying level-headed and neutral is best for me, because if it doesn't happen, I get back to the drawing board and I get back to work, because I'm not going to stop. It's my dream to be a professional athlete, to be a professional football player in any league, and I'm not going to stop until it happens. I'm going to keep working. So
Nick Mangelli from Marlboro, New Jersey, which I actually had a college roommate from that area. So it's a very, it's an area like, which I know actually as well. So it's interesting how this all connect. Ready for some random questions, Nick?
I'm ready.
How do you have your pancakes?
Chocolate chips. Always.
There you go.
I love chocolate chips on pancakes.
Your favorite sneaker?
Definitely Nike brand, going brand wise, Nike. And if I had to choose a shoe with Nike, it's probably the Air Max 270s right now. I love them.
That's
I think
a good
they're
choice.
So comfortable.
How do you have your steak?
Medium.
What is your favorite pet?
A dog, for sure.
What's the worst pet to have?
I'm not a big cat fan, to be honest with you. So I'm going to go with that.
What animal represents your personality?
I go with a lion, for sure. Just because they're always hungry, always looking for more. So,
what is your go-to Starbucks coffee?
Just a regular coffee with milk and sugar. I'm not a big fan of all those crazy flavors.
There you go. That's the way coffee's supposed to be.
And finally, what would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Keep working hard, because you don't know where you're going to end up one day. You could end up with the opportunity to be a professional athlete. So just keep grinding day in and day out, and just keep chasing your dreams.
Anything else, Justin?
Yeah, you know, of course, you're going to make it pro. You know, you'll be the NFL, I believe. My question is, once your playing career is done, you know, you said that you major in sports management. Does that mean that you're going to look to possibly go into coaching as well? Because based on the conversation and listening to the way you answered, and I feel like I'm sensing this, that there's possibly a coach there. Well, what do you think?
So definitely after my playing career, I would love to be a coach. Right now, actually, I actually in the past have coached travel baseball teams. I train kickers in my area now that are up and coming through the surrounding high schools. They come and train with me. Or I bring them to my kicking trainer, Power Kicking out in Connecticut. So I would definitely be happy to be a coach one day. Also with my major, I'm big into like sports media and also sport analyst. I would love to be a sport analyst. I'm big into following the draft and where players fit where in all sports, baseball, basketball, and football. So Definitely, those would be the routes that I would pursue.
Hey, Nick, like way down into the future, if you're still available, come to the Sportscast. We'd love to have you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I really do.
Nick, any closing words?
I would just like to thank everyone who's helped me along the way through my journey of being an athlete, friends, family, coaches, everyone who's interviewed me and given me the opportunity to kind of expand my network. This wouldn't have been possible without all of them, without my family and friends pushing me and believing in me throughout my journey as an athlete, whatever sport I was playing, and always pushing me to be the best. And all the people that have been doing interviews with me just give me opportunity to kind of let scouts and teams and organizations kind of get to know me more on a personal level. So I really do appreciate everyone who has helped me through this process, and I'm truly blessed that I'm here, and I couldn't have done it without them.
And Nick, what is the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is probably my cell phone or social media. I always answer my messages on social media. I never ignore messages if people do contact me. So whatever way is best for someone who is trying to reach me, my phone's always on, so I'm always answering.
Justin, any closing words?
Man, I just really appreciate you taking the time out of this busy schedule you have. I know that you've got people pulling you in like 1,000 different directions. You've got to, you know, set phone calls going like crazy. You got there's so much going on. I just really appreciate, you know, you just taking the time to be with us and just really allowing us to get to know you and to know your heart. I'm really excited about your future. I really feel like that your destination is the NFL. You know, if it's the Ravens, awesome.
Or the Dolphins.
Who wants to go there? If it's with your Jets, you know, even better. You know, I can cheer for the Jets. My boy Quinton Williams and C.J. Mosley are there. You know, my Alabama guys. So I don't mind, cheering for the green and white. So, but, man, seriously, really excited about your future and really excited to see what path you take next. And just know no matter what, you're always going to have fans from us, and we're going to support you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate you guys for having me on as well. It's been a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with you guys today.
You can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest, and follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1. We'll be live tweeting the NFL NFL draft all weekend, and we'll see what happens. But Nick, really, it's been a huge pleasure, coming on to the Sportscast and get to know, you know, players that we don't know much about, and you know what's going on out there. I mean, it's not all the Alabama players, it's not all the Clemson players, not the Oregon players, but people like you that can make a difference. You know, players that get drafted, you know, late, way into like the very late rounds, like Brady, for example, went late and then became a superstar. And Nick has that leadership, very similar to Brady. Anyways, guys, I appreciate you guys coming on to the Sportscast.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.